Kids pod.
Welcome to Kids Pod, a podcast where kids get to ask adults the questions they really want to know. Nothing is too rude to ask. You send in the questions and now adults will give kids the answers they want to hear.
In 2020, Frank Calabria built a house made of straw. Why would someone do that in real life? And what will he do if the big bad wolf comes along to huff and puff and blow it down? Frank is here today on Kids Pod to answer all your questions.
Hey Kids Pod listeners, if you want to learn more about how you can help the environment, come along to the Aubrey Wodonga Sustainable Living Festival from Saturday the 6th of November to Sunday the 14th of November. There will be heaps of fun and family-friendly activities. Take a stroll through the whispers in the trees, a story walk in Aubrey Botanic Gardens, attend a sustainable gift wrapping shop in Lavington, Aubrey, Barrandooda, or Felltimber, or walk the Climate Watch Trail at the Aubrey Botanic Gardens. Plus, there are two more fantastic Kids Pod episodes we've produced as part of the festival. Find out more at aubreywodonga.gov.au/SLF. See you there!
Hello, my name's Frank, and my family and I, we built a straw bale house, and we're just going to talk to you guys a little bit about the process of that and try to answer some of your questions.
Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm nearly 8 years old. How do you build a straw house?
This is obviously a question we could spend a lot of time talking about. But basically, just have motivation for a start with, and lots of time and effort, essentially. Another key feature was having lots of good people around us to help us work out the details. But essentially, starting with the foundation, we use concrete, a concrete slab as the base. And then all the walls go up, and all the walls are basically big boxes of straw. And there was 54 of those that line the perimeter of the house. And we fix them to the concrete slab. And then we put the roof on. So that's a combination of a standard roof as well as sort of fridge panel roofs to help with the insulation and keeping the temperature right inside. And then the walls, they can't be left with straw, otherwise they'll end up rotting. So they need to be protected with lime render on the outside, and on the inside we use the clay lime render mix, and that's to seal up the walls, the straw walls, to ensure no mice or rats get in, as well as to stop the straw getting wet as well. That's pretty much it. There's a lot more to it, obviously, with, you know, putting the floors down, etc., etc. We used a lot of recycled or reclaimed materials in our house, which was something we wanted to do to try to keep it more sustainable. So we sourced all our pavers, a lot of our timbers, our trusses, main trusses secondhand. Lots of our flooring was old stock from, or overstock from builders. lots of our vanities, our bath, our shelving, all our shelving for the pantry, laundry and walk-in wardrobe was all second hand and offcuts that would have otherwise gone to the tip. So we're pretty happy to have done it that way.
Is there much room in your straw house?
Well, there's plenty of room, really. We made it just enough, the size big enough, just enough for our family and some friends to come and stay. So it's a four-bedroom house. It's got one main living area, and there's a little kids' toy room as well. We didn't make the bedrooms very big, and by Australian standard, it's not a very big house at all. It's actually half the size of our neighbour's house, but more than enough room for us, and we're very comfortable.
Hi, I'm Fred and I'm five. How long did it take to build?
Well, we did a lot of planning. It took a good probably 18 months for us to plan and get it through council. But in regards to physically building, we laid the foundation, the concrete slab, 10 months before we moved in. So physical works, pretty much 10 months. And along that time, we were gathering lots of secondhand materials so we could use them for the build. But the walls go up in one day. The straw walls go up in one day. So that part of it's actually quite fast.
Hi, my name is Harry and I'm 11 years old. And my question is, how do you keep the structure of your house standing?
Harry, there's lots of good people, good smart people that we got on board to help us with the house. A big part of it was engineering, and the engineering must be done before you can start building. And they basically say, this is going to be a good house, it's going to be strong. The nuts and bolts of that is that the boxes of straw that were used for the wall, they had to go through a lot of tests to ensure that they were strong enough. So the engineer signs off on that and checks that. So those straw boxes have quite a bit of timber in them, plywood it is, and that is a really strong way of building, and the walls are essentially strong enough to hold up the roof, and the roof helps keep the walls nice and strong.
How do you make sure it doesn't collapse when it rains?
The roof is the main thing, really, in this question. And also the layer of lime render around the straw walls, which protects the straw. So if you came out here, you wouldn't see any straw besides a tiny little window that we made inside the house so you can see what's inside the walls. Other than that, it looks like a rendered house. And it looks really strong. The roof is integral. So we have a little eave, which is the little bit of the roof that hangs out over the house. And that just protects the walls a little bit from, you know, too much rain. So you don't want the walls getting too wet. And if they do, you want them to dry out really quickly. And that's to stop the straw getting soaked and wet.
Hi, my name is Ted and I'm 8 years old. And my question is, what happens in the bushfire? Do you usually have to make a new house?
It's a really good question. We talked about this a lot when we were building. But essentially, what I've been told is that our house, because of the render, which is lime, it's a particularly fire-resistant house because lime render doesn't burn. It's basically like a mud that seals the straw. And as you probably know, you can't burn mud. Now, lime render is mined. It's found in the ground. You mix it with a lot of sand, in fact, mostly sand and water, and it basically becomes like a sticky mud, and the fire cannot burn that at all. The risk is with us, like other houses, is that if the fire embers can get up inside the roof, which is certainly a possibility. We've tried to mediate that in some ways, but we are still somewhat vulnerable, like other houses as well. And yeah, certainly hoping that doesn't happen. In the bushfires in January 2020, we were actually building and the walls hadn't been rendered at that time. So we had exposed straw walls and I could see the smoke from our house a long way away, probably still 100 kilometres away. But it made me quite worried and I had to come out to the house with a whole lot of buckets and bins full of water and hoses. In case we did have a grass fire, and thankfully we didn't, because yeah, our house definitely would have been vulnerable at that stage. Not long after that, we did get the lime render on, sealed it up, and it was a lot more fire resistant.
Why do you find all the straw?
We actually bought all the straw from a business called Huff and Puff Straw Bales, which, as you can probably infer, that's a great name for a business selling straw bales. The boxes that we bought from them, we bought 54 of them, huge boxes that are the height of our house walls, height of our walls, and they're all filled with straw, compressed nice and tightly so there's not many air gaps. That company, I know they source their straw from local farmers who otherwise might have just burnt that straw. So by using the straw, you're essentially using what would be a waste product that might go up into the air as carbon and contribute to climate change. And the other great thing about this company is they're only an hour and a half away in Gare, Maine. And I think they're the only one in the country that does the straw bale boxes. So we were very fortunate that they are nice and close to us and we were able to use essentially a waste product to fill our walls with and to help keep us warm in winter and cool in summer.
Hi, my name is Ollie and I'm 10 years old. What pushed you to want to build a straw house?
Big question. I used to work in environmental education, so I was always around a lot of people that had good ideas about how they could reduce their impact on the environment. And also we were really interested in straw because we'd seen certain programs on TV and we'd seen how people had used the waste material, straw, to help the house, keep a house cool in summer and warm in winter. We went and saw a straw bale house down in Yakandanda and we loved the look and feel of it and we loved the idea of using natural materials throughout the house. That is materials that have been sourced straight from the environment or reclaimed and it just gives that really warm, calm feel in the house. So far, it's been a great house to live in. It's been cozy in winter. We don't use a lot of electricity to heat or cool the house either. So we're really chuffed with it all. And we're happy with its performance, essentially. I should mention we also used clay on the walls on the inside. Clay is one of the most abundant raw natural materials and has been used for centuries to build houses. If you use it properly, it can be a great product to build a house with and really easy to find, very sustainable because there's so much of it and very good for insulation. That means it's helps to keep out the heat in summer and the cold in winter.
Do you need an architect or is it just four walls and a roof?
No, we didn't. We did go and meet with an architect for a couple of hours who had this architect had built straw houses before. And they gave us some really great tips, really important insights that we needed to think about. But my wife and I, we'd already drawn up a little plan ourselves, and we knew the site, we knew the view that the house had, we knew the aspect, which is north, south, east and west. And that was a really important part of the design to catch the sun. But ultimately, my wife and I, we had a design that we wanted. We paid a draftsman, so that's someone who draws up houses, to draw up the design for us. And he was wonderful. He also helped us with many of the details and the building code side of things that you need to comply with in order to build. And the engineer was also absolutely amazing, and he helped us he drew up our truss design for us, which is we've got three big wooden trusses inside the house. They're basically the triangle parts of the roof. And we wanted a high roof, so we've used those trusses, which are actually it's timber from an old wharf down in Melbourne. So there's these huge, big, old pieces of timber sitting basically above us in our living room. And the engineer really helped us with that. And he also had to do the concrete floor plan as well, which I had no idea about. We don't need an architect. You just need some knowledgeable people around.
What will happen if a herd of cattle comes into your front yard?
Ollie, this actually happened. We've got a photo of this. Hopefully you can see it. But just after we'd moved in, I reckon it was only about a month, the neighbours left a gate open and about six cows came wandering down into our property, and we woke up and they were literally on our front yard. So, wonderful question. They basically just started eating all our grass around the place, which was good because it saved me a little bit of mowing. And obviously no harm done to the house. They couldn't get to any straw because it was protected by the lime render, which is that lime mud sand mix that I talked about, that is basically slapped on the walls in a neat way, so nothing can get to the straw, not even mice or rats, and especially not hungry cattle.
How do you heat the straw house in winter? Bet you can't have an indoor fire in a straw house.
Well, wrong. Our wood fire is the centre of our house. It's very safe. It has to pass all the tests from council, which means it has to have non-combustible surface behind it, so something that can't burn. So we've put old brick behind it, which, again, we sourced from an old building that was being knocked down. And obviously that can't burn, so that keeps any walls around it from burning. Good thing is, because it doesn't take too much to heat the house, and we're not losing too much heat through the walls or gaps or little air holes through the house, we don't actually have to burn through too much wood to keep the house warm, as it's just a really good way to a really good house that traps the heat inside. So we love our fire. It keeps us warm and we don't have to use too much wood. And it doesn't burn the house down.
My name is Grace and I'm 9 years old. My question is, how will you stop your house from blowing over when a wolf comes and huffs and puffs and blows your house down?
It's a great question. And of course, we'd been worried about wolves with strong lungs in our area. And also, we live on top of a hill and we get lots and lots of strong winds up here. But it's a good thing that other people have built straw houses before and had no wolf or wind problems. And it's always good to learn from others first. So we got confidence from hearing and seeing about their houses, and that they were still standing, even though they had huge gusts of winds around. The walls have a lot of timber in them too, which keeps them strong, and strong enough to keep out a bellowing wolf. But just in case, we have our fireplace ready in case it decides to come down the chimney. Thanks, Grace. Great question.
To send us your questions for future episodes, contact us at amychan.com. We also ask that you please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of Kids Pod. And to help other people to find us and spread the word, we would love it if you would give Kids Pod a 5-star rating and share our link with your friends. Kids Pod was created by Amy Chan, intro by Nikki Strauss, cover art by Glenn Strauss. If you like this episode of Kids Pod, you might also enjoy episode 68 with igloo builder Jean-Francois Rupp. Special thanks to Frank Calabria, Tom, Freya, Harry, Ted, Ollie, Grace, and the Aubrey Wodonga Sustainable Living Festival. This is Joshua Sandrell. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Kids Pod listeners! Did you know that the creator of Kids Pod, Amy Chan, is also a children's book author? Her latest book, The Happy Mask, is all about what it's like to be a kid living in a world surrounded by masks. It's a really gentle book that's great to read with your parents, friends, and teachers. You can find out all about The Happy Mask and other books by Amy Chan at amychan.com. Or you can order all her books from your local bookstore. And don't forget, books make fun presents for your cousins, siblings, and friends. From all of us here at Kids Pod, thank you.